Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on who or what is the mark of the beast. In our last two programs, we discussed two doctrines that the devil has deceived the Catholic Church into accepting. And unfortunately, the Protestants have not protested against these two doctrines. They are the doctrine of Christmas and the doctrine of Easter. Both of those are pagan practices that are really forms of sun worship. That's S-U-N worship. And we covered these in the previous program, so if you want more details about that, then please log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org, and you can find out more details about Christmas and Easter being nothing more than days that honor the sun, S-U-N, and not the sun, S-O-N, of God. Now today we're going to talk about a third deceitful doctrine from the devil, which honors the sun, and it is the doctrine that Christians should worship on sun, S-U-N, day, in honor of the sun, S-O-N, of God. This also is a doctrine that is rooted in paganism. It is a doctrine that was simply adopted by so-called Christians to appease the pagans. And you're going to hear today several quotes from Catholics and Protestants testifying to the fact that there is absolutely no scriptural proof for worshiping God on Sunday. Sunday is not the day of the Lord. Sunday is the day of the sun, S-U-N, worship of the sun. Now, to set this up, we have to understand that the main calendar used in the world today is known as the Gregorian calendar. It is based on the Roman calendar that was in existence for hundreds of years before the Christian era. In Latin, the official language of Rome, Sunday comes from Dies Solis. That's Dies Solis, or Day of the Sun. Dies, Day, Solis, Sun. Day of the Sun. That's where Sunday comes from. Day of the Sun. The sun was the main god of the heathen even as far back as ancient Babylon. Since pagans worshiped the sun, S-U-N, on Sunday, the compromising Roman church leaders of the 4th century realized that if they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, it would accomplish two things. Number one, it would separate them from the Jews, who were hated by many of the Romans, and who, along with Jesus and the earliest Christians, have been worshiping on the seventh day of the week. So the first thing they hoped to accomplish by changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday is to separate themselves from the Jews, because the Jews were hated by many of the Romans. They were considered as the murderers of Christ. And also, they wanted to separate themselves from the Jews because the Jews were the earliest Christians, and they, along with Jesus, kept the Sabbath. So by distancing themselves from the Jews, they would be able to say, we no longer are following anything that they do, including the worship of God on the Sabbath, which is what the scripture points out that Christians should be doing. There is no scriptural proof that Christians should be worshiping God on Sunday as though that was the day that the Lord had sanctified and set apart as holy. It is not. And again, we're going to hear from Catholics and Protestants from their own mouths. And these are authorities. These are not just people that woke up one day and said, well, I want to be a Protestant or I want to be a Catholic. No, these are learned individuals, high-ranking individuals, who have studied history and church doctrine, and they will testify to the fact that there is absolutely no scriptural proof for changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Now, the second thing that these church leaders wanted to accomplish by separating themselves from the Sabbath on Saturday and changing it to Sunday is that would make it much easier for the pagans to come into the church if Christians met on the same day as those pagans. And the pagans already were worshiping on Sunday because they were worshiping the sun god. Now, when the Roman Emperor Constantine became a, quote, Christian, unquote, Christianity became the state religion. And this was in the 4th century AD. As thousands of sun worshippers flocked into the church, it wasn't long before they had a dominating influence. And most of his top officials had been sun worshippers. Constantine had been a sun worshipper. Now, because the Roman government was becoming unstable at that time, it was toward the end of its existence, Constantine consulted with church officials in Rome to see how he could bring unity to the Roman Empire. And yielding to their suggestions, the suggestions of these church officials in Rome, Constantine on March 7th, in 321 AD, passed the first Sunday law. It says, "Let all the judges and town people and the occupation of all traders rest," when? Not on the Sabbath day, as God had said, "but rest on the venerable day of the sun," S-U-N. I'm going to repeat that. "Let all the judges and town people and the occupation of all traders rest on the venerable day of the sun." Now, listen. God is the one that said, "I created the Sabbath day. In 6 days I worked, on the seventh day I rested, and on that day I sanctified it and made it holy." Here Constantine is abrogating the authority of God and is acting in God's place, as he was inspired by Satan the devil, to say, no more Sabbath observance. We are going to change the Sabbath to Sunday. Now, do church authorities acknowledge that there is no command in the Bible for the sanctification of Sunday? Yes, they do. Look at this. Now, this is from a Catholic cardinal named Cardinal Gibbons, and he writes in Faith of Our Fathers, a very popular book that is sanctioned by the Catholic Church. So, this Catholic cardinal, Cardinal Gibbons, in the Faith of Our Fathers on page 111 says this: "You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we, as Catholics, never sanctify." Did you get that? How blasphemous and bold is that? Now, continuing. This is also by Cardinal Gibbons, but this is in the Catholic Mirror, an official publication of the Catholic Church, and he wrote this on September 28th in 1963 in the Catholic Mirror. "The Catholic Church," declared Cardinal Gibbons, "by virtue of her divine mission, changed," not God, but the Catholic Church, "changed the day from Saturday to Sunday." But he's not the only Catholic that has written this. Another Catholic, Stephen Keenan, in a doctrinal catechism, and this is on page 174, he says, question, have you any other way of proving that the Roman Catholic Church has power to institute festivals of precept? The answer, had she not such power, she could not have done that in which all modern religionists agree with her. That's right. All of you Protestants out there that observe Sunday as the day of the Lord, all of you agree with the Catholic Church on this statement. So this is what he's saying. Had she, the Catholic Church, not such power, she could not have done that in which all modern religionists agree with her. She could not have substituted the observance of Sunday, the first day of the week, for the observance of Saturday, the seventh day. A change for which, catch this, there is no scriptural authority. Again we find, question, which is the Sabbath day? Answer, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Question, Why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Answer. We observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church, not God, the Catholic Church, not the Scriptures, the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea in AD 364 transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. And this is found in the Converts Catechism of Catholic Doctrine, page 50, 3rd edition. Also in writing is this statement. The Bible says, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. The Catholic Church says, no! By my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep the first day of the week. And lo, the entire civilized world bows down in reverence, obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church. That is written by Father Enright from the Redemptoral College in Kansas City, Missouri, as taken from History of the Sabbath, page 802. Lastly, Harold Linsell, a Protestant and former editor of Christianity Today, so again, we're not talking about any sloughs here. These are well-known people that are authorities on the subject. Harold Linsell, a Protestant and former editor of Christianity Today, said in the November 5th, 1976 publication, there is nothing in Scripture, that requires us to keep Sunday rather than Saturday as a holy day. Now, many more honest and educated Protestants could be quoted as proof that they are indeed bowing down to the command of the Holy Catholic Church regarding Sunday, which is the day of the sun, so regarding Sunday observance, but I think you get the point. Protestants have come out of some of the Catholic professions and practices, but not all of them. They have rejected the Pope as the head of the church, they have rejected the worship of Mary, but they have not rejected the worship of the Son, S-U-N. They think that they are worshiping the Son, S-O-N, by going to church on Sun, S-U-N, day, the day of the Son, but indeed they are only following the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church is only following pagans. And the pagans are only following Satan. So what does that say? That means that if you think that you are worshiping God on the Lord's Day, and that that day is Sunday, that means that you have been deceived by Satan the devil. Now, does that mean that it's too late? No. Of course you can repent of this false practice, of this doctrine from the devil. You can repent of that, and you can start to follow the truth of the Scriptures. If you choose not to, then you must stay tuned to our next program, because I'm going to show you from the Scriptures how God views Protestantism. We've seen already in Revelation chapter 13 how God views the Catholic Church, because in Revelation chapter 13, two beasts are described. One is the Roman Empire, the other is the Roman Catholic Church. But Protestants are also described in the Bible. So I hope you'll come back to our next program to hear about how God describes Protestants.